At 7:06, we have sunshine and 77 degrees in Tulsa on our way to 95 this afternoon. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. We'll have the election results for you in just a moment, but first we want to get you the latest on the Broken Arrow water line. The line between BA and Pryor has now been repaired, and crews hope to start testing the water quality later this hour. Now, if no problems are found, the boil order will be lifted for residents of Broken Arrow, but right now that boil order is still in effect this morning. Now on to yesterday's balloting. Former Mayor Kathy Taylor told a room full of supporters that she not only received the most votes in yesterday's nonpartisan primary, but that she will do the same again in November in the mayoral election. She called on Tulsans to come together for the good of the city.
Because potholes aren't Democrats, and crime isn't Republican or independent, and our future, Tulsa's future, must rise above our politics.
Taylor and incumbent Tulsa Mayor Dewey Bartlett will face off in November's general election since no one received 50% of the vote yesterday.
For Mayor Dewey Bartlett, Tuesday's primary was no surprise. He ended up right where he expected, second to frontrunner Kathy Taylor, but only by 3,800 votes. Had fellow Republican Bill Christensen not run, or Bartlett gotten just 30% of Christensen's 13,000 votes, it might have been a very different night. Regardless, Mayor Bartlett believes a strong Republican turnout was key for him.
We've moved across party lines fairly well, but certainly the Republican base, without them, this would have been a much more difficult race.
Now Bartlett looks to November's general election, asking voters, as did Ronald Reagan, are you better off now than you were 4 years ago?
And we are better off now than we were 3-4 years ago. We're much better shape, and I'm proud to be mayor. It's a great time to be at Tulsa.
Brad Gibson for KWGS News.
Former Tulsa City Councilor Bill Christensen picked up only 26% of the vote and will not advance in the mayor's race in November. He told KWGS last night that he plans to get back to his aviation business full-time.
Well, I have a business to run, so I'm, you know, very happy to have that business, and I'll just continue in my small business world and have a good time.
He says he wants to be remembered as the people's candidate. He was the first candidate to announce for the office of mayor over a year ago. Well, there was nearly an upset last night. Longtime City Hall employee Kathy Criswell almost won the auditor's seat outright. She picked up 47% of the vote. She will face incumbent by appointment Clift Richards in November. The Republican District 3 Tulsa County Commission race goes to Ron Peters. The former state lawmaker bested a field of four candidates to get the nomination. He will face Democrat John Bomar on August 13th. Now, this is the seat being vacated by Fred Perry. Commissioner Perry is stepping down for health-related issues. The Oklahoma Highway Patrol is seeking to raise a number of applicants for its 62nd Academy. OHP Captain George Brown says that they are looking for someone willing to dedicate at least 20 years of service.
It is a very demanding job. We don't make any excuses about that. This is a public service job. The academy is tough. The job is demanding. We work shift work, holidays, nights and weekends. We have troopers around the clock, 24-7, and we respond to a lot of things, like disaster response to recent more tornadoes.
Brown feels there are people willing to provide that service to the citizens, and he wants them to apply. Our weather forecast, breezy conditions, but otherwise sunny and hot today. We'll have a high of 95. Tonight, clear, down to 73 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, the winds die off, but it'll be steamy, 93 for a high. Right now, it's 710, sunny and 77. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.